Today, Pastor Jeff Shreve reveals more of the biggest secrets about how to pray, starting with the example the disciples gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven.
It's commonly called the Lord's Prayer. So many of us, if you grew up going to church, you just learned that prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And like I said, we call that the Lord's Prayer, but you know, the Lord never prayed that, because in that prayer, he asked for forgiveness. Well, the Lord didn't have any debts, so that wouldn't have been his prayer to ask the Father to forgive him for anything. So this is not really the Lord's Prayer. It's the model prayer that the Lord gave us to say, this is the structure of prayer. This is how you need to pray. So I want us to look at 8 secrets in this prayer to understand what this model prayer is all about and how we need to focus our mind when we pray.
He can heal every scar.
An in-depth look at the model prayer on this edition of From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Listen, if you have ever wondered if there were any secrets to having your prayers answered, the answer is yes. And today they will be revealed in the lesson entitled Prayer's Biggest Secrets Revealed, Part 2. And it's from Pastor Jeff's series, Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. Today, we're discovering how you can please God with your prayers in such a way that your life will never, ever be the same. And for the good, of course. If you've heard that before but lost faith in that truth, don't give up. Open your Bible to the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6. Here's Pastor Jeff to continue revealing prayer's biggest secrets.
Jesus said this, "Pray then in this way." Now, in Matthew's gospel, he doesn't tell us what was the occasion here. It's just part of the Sermon on the Mount. In Luke's gospel, this was a direct answer to the disciples' request of Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," as John taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus said, "Pray then in this way, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now we call that, it's commonly called the Lord's Prayer. How many learned that prayer when they were little kids? Can I see your hand? Okay. So many of us. If you grew up going to church, you just learned that prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And you know, it's interesting, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus had just said, don't use mindless, meaningless repetition when you pray. And how many people do you know that recite the quote-unquote Lord's Prayer, and they don't think about it? They just know it. It's just, they can do it in their sleep. It's just, well, it's just this thing I pray. And they don't think through the words. And like I said, we call that the Lord's Prayer, but you know, the Lord never prayed that. Because in that prayer, he asked for forgiveness. That part of that prayer is, forgive us our debts. Well, the Lord didn't have any debts, so that wouldn't have been his prayer to ask the Father to forgive him for anything. So this is not really the Lord's Prayer. It's the model prayer that the Lord gave us to say, this is the structure of prayer. This is how you need to pray. So I want us to look at 8 secrets in this prayer, and we're just going to touch on these, but I think they will help you, as they have helped me, to understand what this model prayer is all about and how we need to focus our mind when we pray. So secret number 1, prayer requires a relationship. Pray then in this way, our Father. Our Father. That's who we're praying to. We're praying to our Father. Now, the big question is this. Is God your Father? Do you have a right to call God Father? Lots of people think, well, of course I have a right to call God Father because I'm a human being. I'm born into this world. And when I was born into this world, God became my Father. No, he didn't. God's not your Father because you were physically born. God only becomes your Father when you're spiritually born again. John chapter 1 and verse 12 says, "But as many as received him," Jesus, "to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." Have you ever received Christ? Have you ever trusted him as Savior and Lord? If so, This prayer is for you. You can call God Father. If not, you can do that tonight. And the Lord can come into your heart and God can become your Father and you can be marvelously, gloriously born again. But that's the first thing we learn, first secret here in this model prayer. Prayer requires a relationship. Secret number two, prayer connects us with power. Our Father who art in heaven, God is in heaven, and God is above us. And we're down here on earth, and God is up in heaven, and God is over all, and God sees all, and God has all power, and God has all authority. And see, when you address your prayer, our Father who art in heaven, you have to remember that when I pray, I take my nothingness and I link it with His almightiness, and God is able to do anything and everything because He is in heaven. Look what the scripture says in Psalm 115, verse 3. But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever He pleases. God is in charge. He can do whatever He wants. He's in heaven and He's above all things. Hey, are you facing a difficulty today? Something really bad going on in your life today? You remember Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Prayer connects us with power. Number three, prayer demands reverence. Demands reverence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now we talk about that. We've recited that for a long time. Hallowed be thy name. Little kids recite that. Hallowed be thy name. Well, what does it mean, hallowed be thy name? It means that God's name is holy. So when you pray, you need to approach God with reverence and awe because God is a holy God. Sometimes we forget that, and sometimes we come before the Lord and we don't bring Him the respect and the awe and the reverence that He's due as God, and we miss out on what He wants to do in our lives. See, the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the number one thing that we need to do, as the scripture says, it's the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge, to fear God, to honor God, to stand in awe of God. And when you pray, you come before the Lord with reverence because God is a holy God. Now, as I told you before, God doesn't want us to be afraid of Him where, you know, His name is mentioned and you start to shake in your boots. But He wants us to stand in awe of Him and to be, wow, that's God. When you get in the presence of the Holy God, you get as low as you can, as fast as you can, and be careful when you're talking to God because He is God. And you don't want to do things that would cause the Holy God to feel disrespected by you or by me. Secret number four, prayer seeks His will, not our will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whose will do you seek when you pray? You know, when I pray, I ask God for the things in my heart that I want to see happen. Now, my prayers have been conditioned by reading the Bible for years. And so I know to pray certain things that I know are God's will because He's made it very clear in His word that He wants this to happen. You know, if people are having marital problems, so what is God's will? Well, is God's will for them to divorce? No. God's will is for them to have forgiveness and reconciliation and restoration. That's always God's will because God hates divorce. So He's made that clear. Maybe you get offered a new job situation and it's in a different city and you say, am I supposed to keep this job or am I supposed to take that job? I don't know. And so you pray, and sometimes you pray, Lord, it sounds like it would be a lot better to take this other job. So Lord, that's what I really want to do, but You show me not my will, but Yours be done. And I've had situations like that where I've prayed for something. I said, Lord, I'm not really sure. This is what I'd like. But I put that in Your hands because it's not my will that I want. It's Your will. And You see things that I don't see. And so we're to pray for His will to be done on heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Prayer secret number five. Prayer is a daily practice for daily needs. Give us this day our daily bread. A daily practice for daily needs, because God is a daily provider. I think God loves the fact that He's a daily God. And God wants us to live in the day. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Tomorrow's not the day that the Lord has made, because tomorrow hasn't come yet. All you have is today. And God says, live in today and pray for the needs of the day. Give us this day our daily bread. And, you know, you and I can pray about anything and everything in life. Someone said one time, they were talking to a pastor, and they said, well, pastor, is it right for me to pray about the little things in life? And the pastor said, well, think about your life. Is anything in your life big to God? No. Everything in your life, everything in my life, everything in our lives collectively is little to God. So we don't have any big things to share with God, because it's all little, because He's a huge God. So we can pray about everything. You can pray about when you lose your car keys. You can pray about this and that and the other, and things that seem small and things that are big to you, because they're all small to God. And you bring all those needs to the Lord, and He cares about every one of them. Listen, if the very hairs of your head are numbered, God doesn't say He knows the number of the hairs. He says He numbers each hair. That's amazing, isn't it? When I had hair and I would scratch my head and some of it would fall out, God didn't say, oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 hairs that fell out. God would say, that's number 75 that fell out. I mean, every hair is numbered. He knows, He's intimately acquainted with all our ways, and He cares about the daily things in life. So we're to pray daily to a daily God who daily provides. In the Old Testament, you have a picture of that in the children of Israel getting manna, where God would rain it down. Men did eat the bread of angels, the Bible says, and actually the manna would come up as like dew that would be on the ground, and they would gather it, and they had to gather it in the morning. And if you didn't gather it in the morning, it would melt. So you had to gather it early, and you couldn't store it. Because if you tried to store it, and they tried to store it, God told them, don't store it, but they tried to, the next day it would grow foul and breed worms. So it was an everyday event. The only time God gave more manna was on the day before the Sabbath, because He didn't want them gathering manna on the Sabbath. So He wouldn't give manna on the Sabbath. He said, get twice as much as what you need on Friday, and I will provide for you on Saturday. That will suffice. But the point of the matter is this. God is a God, everyday God. And every day we're to seek Him with our needs. And we're not to look at getting tomorrow's supply today, because God doesn't do it that way. Lots of people live life crucified between two thieves. The regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow. And they don't enjoy today. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow may never come. All you have is today. And God says, I have grace to help you today. I don't have grace today to help you for tomorrow, because tomorrow hasn't come yet. So just live life today. Give us this day our daily bread. Prayer secret number 6. Prayer is hindered when we won't forgive others. And He says, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Forgiveness is so key. And in the prayer, it assumes that you have forgiven others. But now Jesus goes on to say in verses 14 and 15, for if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. How many people in here need forgiveness from God? Anybody in here sin today? Okay, if you didn't, come up and give a testimony how you went all day without sinning. We need to be forgiven from God. We get dirty. We fall down. You know, the story of Jesus in the Bible where He washed the disciples' feet, and Peter said, no, you're not going to wash my feet. And he said, if I don't wash you, you have no part in me. And then Peter said, well, then wash me completely, Lord. He said, listen, once you've been washed, you only need for me to wash your feet. And what's the principle here? Once you've received Christ, you are cleansed and you are forgiven and you are his, but you still get dirty on your feet as you walk with him. You and I fall down and we mess up, and we need the Lord to wash us and to clean us. And in our walk with him, we need that daily shower. Not our whole bodies, not our whole hearts, but to knock the dirt of the sin that gets on us off. And listen, if you don't forgive people, then everything in your life, in your relationship with the Lord, comes to a grinding halt. Because he says, all right, well, I'm not going to forgive you until you forgive that person. And it just saps you of your relationship with God. Is there someone in your life that you are holding a grudge against? Maybe it's your dad, who was abusive to you. Maybe it's your mom who bailed out on you. A brother or a sister who stabbed you in the back. You know, you may have somebody that hurt you when you were a little girl or a little boy, and it's been 70 or 80 years, and you still have this resentment and bitterness toward this person way back in your life. You need to let that go. So that, as the scripture says in Acts 3:19, times of refreshing can come from the presence of the Lord. If you're harboring a grudge, your relationship with God is at a standstill. It came to a grinding halt. Maybe it came to a grinding halt last week, or maybe it came to a grinding halt 10 years ago. But it can start up again if you'll forgive. That's a principle, a secret about prayer. Prayer is hindered when we won't forgive others. Secret number 7, prayer is needed for a life of victory. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You and I face temptations in life. And maybe you're facing it in several areas. You know, there are really 3 big areas that we face temptation. The Bible talks about these in 1 John chapter 2. For all that is in the world, John says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. When you're tempted in the area of either the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life. That's how Eve was tempted when she was confronted in the garden with the forbidden fruit. It said, you know, Satan tempted her, got her to fixate on the fruit, fixate on that which was forbidden. And the scripture says, when she saw that the tree was good for food, the lust of the flesh, was a delight to the eyes, the lust of the eyes, and was desirous to make one wise, the boastful pride of life, she took of the tree and ate and gave to her husband with her, and he ate. See, all 3 of those things, and maybe your problem is with the lust of the flesh, and maybe your problem is with the lust of the eyes, covetous, greedy. Maybe your problem is with the boastful pride of life. Hey, look at me. Everybody look at me. Look what I can do. Look what I've accomplished. We all get tempted. And so in this prayer, we say, Lord, help us with the temptations and deliver us from the evil, really from the evil one. From the devil who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And you know what I was thinking about today that's so good, that's tucked right into that prayer? God wants to help us with our temptations. Lots of times we think we can't come to God when we're tempted with evil. Because if we're falling into a particular sin, we think, oh, God must hate me because I did this again. I fell into this sin again, and I can't come to God, and I just feel so terrible about myself, and I just feel like I'm just on the skids with God. I'm the black sheep now of the family. It's going to take me weeks and maybe even months for God to even look at me again. But the Bible says that God is our helper. And you know what I've learned that has helped me is when I'm tempted with certain things, I can go to God with that problem and say, Lord, I'm so tempted with X. And will you help me with this? Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. And Lord, will you be my strength and will you help me? And will you deliver me from the evil one who wants to use this temptation to mess me up? God will answer a prayer like that because he's your friend that sticks closer than a brother.
The Lord is there to help you and me to have victory over temptation, as we're open and honest with Him about our weakness. You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and coming up next, prayer secret number 8 will be revealed when Pastor Jeff returns to conclude the message, Prayer's Biggest Secrets Revealed. Before that, we wanted to remind you about a revealing booklet from Pastor Jeff that's really an important and practical look at the real secrets to a powerful prayer life. Pastor Jeff's booklet, Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer, is our gift to you for your financial support this month of any amount. And when you make that gift, we'll also send you the 8 message series, Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the Prophet of Fire. And that series is available in multiple formats. You can get it on a USB flash drive, as MP3 downloads, on CD or DVD. Both resources will help you draw closer to God and naturally become a bolder witness for Him in all that you do. To make your gift, simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. Ask for the booklet, Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer, and the series, Holy Boldness. And please know that your support is helping reach the world with truth that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you. Let's conclude today's lesson entitled, Prayer's Biggest Secrets Revealed, Part 2. Here's Pastor Jeff.
Prayer secret number 8. Prayer should conclude in praise and anticipation. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. When we close out our prayer, we remember that God is a king and He has all power and He has all glory. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Remember, in the prayer, we say, Thy kingdom come. The Lord is the king and the king is coming again. And when you close out your prayer, you don't close out your prayer with a heavy heart. You don't close out your prayer on a minor note. You close out your prayer with praise. And you say, Lord, all these prayers that I'm lifting up to you, you are the king and you are able to do. And no matter what might be going on in my life, you are going to turn it around for good someday, one day, perhaps today. But I'm going to trust you and I'm going to praise you. Because you're good and you're God and you're in control of all things. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to make it a point every day to look at the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, and pray through that, thinking through all those things that the Lord says, and just thank Him that He's your Father. And thank Him that He's holy and come before Him with reverence. And just go through the list and keep that list with you that we went through tonight. Because God wants us to pray not just those words. He wants us to pray in this way. And bring those needs that you have in your life to the Lord and see Him do great and mighty things.
This has been some really incredible and practical insight into prayer over these last several broadcasts through studying the Lord's model prayer. We hope that you've discovered the secrets revealed. Today's message was part 2 of the lesson entitled, Prayer's Biggest Secrets Revealed, Part 2. And it's also part of Pastor Jeff's 4 message series entitled, Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. For more information about this, call 866-40-BIBLE. 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. Well, time is gone for today, but we trust that you'll join us next time when Pastor Jeff Shreve will reveal more truth and hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.